nobody to somebody, nobody to somebody, from nobody to somebody, a special mercy. From nobody to somebody, nobody to somebody, from nobody to somebody, a special mercy. Sorry for me, sorry for me, sorry for me, sorry for me. Traffic light inside my head, always green, never red. My thoughts, my dreams and my fears, air voices rise and fall. Language harsh and they strong, waiting for me to fall. But God don't let them rejoice over my fall. Wava mi je, oh. Wava mi je, oh. Wava mi je, oh. Wava mi je, oh.
You feel your best.
Nice. I take it one and I rub on me.
You wanna live long, you wanna stay strong. You wanna live long and stay strong. Máṣe lògùn without doctor's prescription. Mo tẹnu mọ́, mo tẹnu mọ́. Call on doctor's attention if you need solution. Mo tẹnu mọ́, mo tẹnu mọ́. Too much is given, much is expected. Ilera lọ́rọ̀.
Monday morning right here in the city of Abeokuta, and with that one we say welcome to the show. It is the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station, Fresh 107.9 FM Abeokuta. My name is Binga Oreshegun, and yes, I'm still that man you just have to love. I've not changed, okay? And you're welcome to the show. The platform comes on your radio Monday through Mondays and Wednesday from 10 o'clock in the morning all the way till 10 o'clock in the morning all the way to 11. 1 hour of conversation on radio. So if you've noticed on the show, since the start of 2024, we've been setting agenda and plans for the year 2024. And just last week, we looked at the judiciary outlook for 2024. But this morning, we shall be looking at our health. We shall be looking at maintaining a healthy lifestyle for 2024. And yes, I spoke with a doctor friend of mine who told me that, Binga, this year, Segbenga, this year, you need to be self-centered. You need to be selfish with your health this year. And I agree. Because the thing is, as a broadcast journalist by profession, my job is mostly mental, not about physical activities, about mental stress. You know, and this then boils down to what I was talking about, mental stress. And the dangers of mental stress, enormous. One of it, lack of sleep, as part of the dangers of mental stress. So what can we do to have a healthy 2024? And right about now, we have health experts while here in our studio to help us through this conversation. And come to think of it, what do you think will happen if you drop dead right now? Oh, you call yourself, oh, I'm a hard worker, I work, you know. What happens if you drop dead right now? And as a worker, you keep giving your best to your company. And because of that, you forget to prioritize your own health because you have a company target to meet. Because of that, oh, you're not even thinking about your own health. You're not taking care of it. You're not going for medical screening, routine check. You're not doing all of that. But, oh, let me just hit my target. And at the end of the day, you drop dead. Trust me, your replacement is at the door. Is at the door. Like, once you're gone, your replacement is at the door. And it's not as if maybe the company hates you or the organization hates you. No, the company does not hate you. But really, the system cannot just... The system must keep moving. The system will not stop because of you. So I tell you, it is now left for you that 2024, you need to make as a point of importance your health. Your health. For you to live a healthy 2024. So like I said earlier, we have our health experts right here in the studio to make us understand, you know, this conversation. All right, about now we have pharmacist Enilo Lupo, Timitope. Thank you so much for joining us in the studio.
Thank you, and Happy New Year, everyone.
And Happy New Year. Happy New Year to you as well. And also we have pharmacist Ogunsanya Olamide. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Mr. Benga.
Thank
it's
you.
It's good to be here.
Yes, so good.
Happy New Year to our listeners as well.
Happy New Year to you as well. So let's start the conversation. Maintaining a healthy lifestyle in 2024. Yes, we know that, yes, the economy is harsh, you know, to some extent. You know, to some people it is very harsh. To some, you know, it's just there. And to some, life is still good, okay? But why should a Nigerian take his or her health seriously in 2024? Ladies first.
You're always ladies first. It's
exactly.
Good anyway.
Yeah, I love the ladies though. So. Ladies first.
Okay.
So why should a Nigerian take his or her health seriously in 2024?
Okay. Thank you very much for that question.
Mm.
Actually, there is a popular saying that health is wealth.
True.
And this saying cannot be emphasized.
Mm.
Poor health interferes with your daily life, living.
Mm.
Because if you are not fine, there is no way you can work. Health challenges can also affect other areas of your life. By, you know, making tax more challenging, even finances, because if you cannot work, how do you earn?
Mm.
You understand what I'm saying? And also jeopardize the ability to earn a living, just like I've said to get it before.
Mm.
Then it makes things, even you yourself, you'll be useless for yourself. Like you won't be able to do anything.
True.
So it is important that we take our health seriously. And for me, I would say that in this 2024, if there is anything you need to take seriously, just like you said, you should be selfish about your health. I think
you should be selfish about
just like
your
you have
health.
Said before.
Mm.
It is your health.
Mm.
Because it encompasses everything.
Everything. All right, pharmacist,
yeah.
What are your thoughts here?
Yeah, thank you, Mr. Benga. When we look at the forecast for our health care system in 2024, it calls for concern because to start with, we have very low allocation for healthcare, just like we discussed some times ago, and that calls for concerns. So the forecast for health, for the health sector, is very bleak. Allocation for the healthcare sector, like I mentioned, is low. Even availability of healthcare practitioners is also declining. And this year we also experienced massive migration as well. So then we also have the economy as well. The economy is tough, just like you rightly mentioned. So medications, for instance, the prices are going up, seriously. So we don't want to fall into all of these issues. So it is important that we manage our health seriously. And just like you also said, let us be self-centered. Consider yourself. Consider your general well-being in this new year that we are in. It is extremely important.
It's quite scary.
Absolutely.
It is quite scary. But let me use myself as an example. I told you, I'm a broadcast journalist, and my kind of job is about mental. You know, it's mental. You need to think, I need to look for a guest. What should I talk about? Which angle should I look at this conversation from? Oh, this particular radio station looked at it from this angle. Okay, where can I come in? You know, everything you're thinking with your head. Not necessarily your physical, physical stress, but mental stress. And part of the themes of mental stress is lack of sleep. I stay in Lagos. All right, and the Lagos lifestyle. From 3:30 a.m., Lagos is awake. People, I think here in Abeokuta, maybe from 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, or 6 o'clock. But in places like Lagos, 3:30, 4 a.m., people are on the road. And you see people even in staff bus sleeping. And when you see things like that, you just have to wonder that you don't even get enough sleep. And I've heard some motivational speakers. I wouldn't want to call them motivational speakers, but motivational speakers. No, they'll tell you that a rich man, if you want to be someone in life, you don't have to sleep 8 hours. I've heard people say that. So, the lack of sleep. And weirdly, some persons actually believe that. They believe that if you starve yourself of, if you sleep too much, you're sleeping away your future and stuff. So what are the dangers as an health expert? What are the dangers of not having enough sleep and the consequences of sleep deprivation?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Benga. So I will pick it up from the stress part, then I'll come to sleep. You see, when we talk about stress, most times we tend to look at physical activities. And say, that's a peak of stress. Look at the kind of job I'm doing, so strenuous. I don't want to mention names of jobs and all. But really, mental stress, emotional stress, emotional traumas and all are actually the major traumatizing form of stress. Because most of the times, it brings about mental collapse. Most of the mental issues we have around, majority of them are traced to mental stress. And we don't always talk about our mental health. We don't pay attention to our mental health. So it is extremely important that our mental health, our well-being, emotional well-being is given optimal attention. And that will link me to the issue of sleep, having adequate sleep. I keep saying it everywhere. Your body is like a vehicle. You put it on the road 24/7 and all, then it wears and tears faster than a vehicle that is used and that is also rested intermittently and all. It tends to have a longer lifespan. So if you don't sleep, that is the rest, for the vehicle. If you don't sleep, then you are giving room for more wears and tears in the system, and by the time there are a lot of wears and tears, it's just a matter of time the whole system will collapse. So I keep saying it, your sleep in a day must be between 7 to 8 hours uninterrupted, because at times you say, I'll sleep 3 hours in the morning, in the night I was no uninterrupted 7 to 8 hours, and it is also important that during the day as well, you take some minutes out for a nap, you know, maybe just 10-15 minutes.
How? Sleeping on duty.
You have time for rest.
Some organizations frown at that.
But there are break time, Mr. Benga. If you work in an organization and there is no break time, so to say, where you can relax to eat and rest and all that, then that organization is actually not doing well. It's a form of, I don't want to call it slavery, for instance, but it's not right. Even in advanced countries, we have our people there in advanced countries, there are time in the day that they will be off to rest. And this is actually needed for performance. So for companies that also value performance, they give those opportunities. Because you can't be working, let's say you want to do 8 hour stretch and you're on 8 hour stretch. There's a point that there will be a decline in your performance. So before you get to that point, it's important you withdraw, relax, take a nap if possible, then you come back refreshed and you discharge optimally. These are ways to have a healthy performance, you know, in any organization, and also to have healthy lifestyle.
In a place like Lagos, I told you that Lagos wakes up at like 3:34. They're already awake. They're already, because I want to beat the traffic.
Yeah.
And many a times they leave home very early. They get home pretty late. And this issue of sleep, and I've just like I said, 7 to 8 hours, some people cannot even afford to enjoy that 4 to 6, 7, 8 hours sleep. So, Famise Nilolobo, the dangers of sleep deprivation. And also for people who, they just can't find the sleep. I've been in that situation before too. They just can't find it. Should they drug themselves?
Okay, I'll start from, thank you for that question. I'll start from the people that cannot find sleep. That's actually called insomnia.
Yes.
That one is a medical condition. So you might need to see a doctor or a pharmacist.
Okay.
So I'll just say you should see a doctor or a pharmacist, because they need to check what is actually wrong, what is not making you find sleep, what is not making you sleep. So all those things, all those questions have to be asked, and they have to look at it critically to know what is them. From there, there can be solution to that problem. There are drugs that we use to understand, but we won't be mentioning them. So I'll just direct such persons to see a doctor, go to the hospital, or a certified pharmacist. They know what to do. So the other question is,
the issue of dangers of sleep deprivation.
You know, from what my colleague said, everything starts from the brain. It is believed that when you sleep, the brain rests. And once you wake up, the system is rebooted, just like your computer here. Now it's rebooted and it functions optimally. You know, you understand what I'm saying? Memory, it boosts your memory, it boosts your mood, it boosts even your pain. You know, there are sometimes that you feel pain, that when you just sleep, when you wake up, you feel refreshed. The pains are no more. You understand what I'm saying? So all these things, it helps your cognitive functions too.
Okay.
You can perform better than you used to. So if you do not have all this, if you do not sleep, then you cannot. All these functions, you cannot perform optimally. Your mood is somehow, you are not happy. Even pain, stress will come in. And at the end of the day, you can just collapse and die. Because other infection, other diseases will start coming in. That's where people start having hypertension and all those others, cardiac arrest and all those things. So just some people.
Now, what do you now say to, you know, you go to work and when you're back, your religious organization calls you, you have to go for vigil and all of that. What do you say to people like that?
For me,
10 days vigil, 30 days vigil. What do you say to people? My dad is a pastor.
Okay.
All right. It's surprising to so many, but I don't do well going to vigils. All right, because from 9 o'clock I'm already sleeping. I'd be like, this boy is a shy of the devil, that kind of thing. But really, basically, for people who now say, I just want to, you have to pray for 2024, but 10 days, 15 days vigil at a stretch. What do you say to people?
Well, what I would say is, just like you have said before, that you should be self-centered. You should be about your health. It is because they don't prioritize their health. That is what I would say. There is need for you you know, scale of, there's something called scale of preference.
Mm, true.
On your scale, the number one should be your health.
Your health.
Whatever you are going to do, you have to first consider your health first. Mm. If you cannot take it, please rest. God is everywhere. You can even pray inside your room. He listens. Mm. You don't have to go for 10 hours or 100 hours of vigil before you talk to God. There's God is everywhere. And people should get this in their head that God is everywhere.
Everywhere.
You don't have to get to a church before God listens to you. I'm not saying I'm not saying that going to church is bad.
Okay.
But your health, only even in the Bible, you need to apply wisdom.
Mm. All right. Away from sleep now, let's talk about food. Let's talk about the food we eat. In 2024, what should I eat and not eat? Let me start with you.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Bingo. You know, food is medicine, and so we must be very deliberate about what we take in, because what we take in eventually determine most times what happens in our system. You know, when you consume something that is bad, that is poisonous, then it has effect and it will manifest as well. So, in 2024, there are some food substance that they are always one of the predisposing factors for some medical conditions, chronic conditions like hypertension, diabetes, even lack of sleep, insomnia, and all. There are some foods and substances that fall under that category. Okay, so for instance, for insomnia, if you take caffeinated drinks, for instance,
okay.
You know, talk about those drinks with caffeine,
coffee,
energy drinks, and all of that. They will take away your sleep.
Hmm.
You know, so all of these things we need to avoid. Alcoholic drinks. Of course, we always say if you have to take it, you take it in moderation.
Okay.
You know, so we must be mindful of that.
Hmm.
Then also, we must embrace consumption of balanced diet. And when we talk about balance, that is the right proportion of all of the foods that we have, the protein, the carbohydrate, the fat and oil, fruits and vegetables. We need, in 2024, we need to cut down on excessive consumption of sugar.
Excessive consumption of sugar.
We need to cut down on it. Carbonated drinks with all manners of chemicals and all. And you know, it's even more scary, Mr. Benga, because late last year we saw that NAFDAC actually raided some place. You know,
so
we even have a lot of counterfeits, you know, a lot of unhealthy substances out there, you know. So as much as possible in 2024, our people should cut down on all of these things: carbonated drinks, caffeinated drinks, alcohol, smoking, consumption of junks, you know. Generally, as much as possible, should be cut down. In 2024, we need to embrace the consumption of fruits and vegetables.
It is important. Vegetables.
Yes, it is important. Then also, we have our other proportions, our protein in adequate portion, our carbohydrate in adequate portion, and also fat and oil in adequate portion. For patients or for people that have established conditions, you know, we have conditions like diabetes, that there are restrictions on what the patient can take and all, talking about the quantity, you know, this set of people should adhere to the advice that is being given to them by their doctors and their pharmacists.
The balanced diet. Things are expensive. When you talked about balance, I know someone else will be like, balanced diet to now put all of these things together is expensive. But how is it still possible for a Nigerian to still take balanced diet, looking at the level of food inflation and all of it, you know, high cost of goods, food in the market? Tell us, for someone who wants to say, okay, I still want to eat healthy, balanced diet, without breaking the bank.
Well, it is possible.
Okay.
You know, balanced diet doesn't mean that the food must be expensive. I think what comes to people's mind when they hear balanced diet, what comes to their mind is it has to be expensive. No. Even with little
Would
things,
you blame them?
You can get a balanced diet. Let me, for example, okay. Even with, let's say, Eba, that's Gary.
Mm-hmm.
Gari is carbohydrate.
That's carbohydrate, okay.
You eat it with vegetable.
Okay.
Vegetable is there. When you are cooking the vegetable, of course there will be fish. Maybe that's protein. Water is inside.
Okay.
You put oil, minerals, fat, and all those things. And what else can you? It's complete.
So eba therefore.
Eba and therefore.
Vegetables.
Eba with fish, crayfish, and all those little things. Then maybe you take fruits. Might not be a major one. It can be maybe cucumber for today. Tomorrow, oranges. Those are things that you can still come by easily. With 200 naira, 100 naira, you can buy them. That's the balanced diet already. So it doesn't mean that you are breaking the bank before you eat. Of course, there are some other... You can eat egg. Egg too. If there is no fish, put egg. In fact, you can take rice and beans. Rice is carbohydrate. Beans is protein.
No, but some people say that beans is carbohydrate.
No.
It has more of carbohydrate than
beans
protein.
Beans has more of protein than carbohydrates.
Some people have really argued that. You know,
no,
because I've heard lots of, you know, arguments on beans. Some growing up, I've never liked beans. That's why I was never tall. So you must eat beans so that you get tall. All those kind of myths about beans. And all. But... So I also said that beans, it's protein, and some have argued that beans has more carbohydrate than protein. But
you know what? Even most time for diabetic patients,
they
tell them to take a lot of beans.
A lot of beans.
If it's more carbohydrate, then they shouldn't be taking it because it will increase their glycemic this thing. So it means beans is more of protein.
Okay.
Proteinous food than carbohydrate.
So
with beans,
rice and beans,
rice that is protein, and we put F4 on it, vegetable.
And that's
mineral and the oil and all those things inside. Those ones make everything. There's mineral, vitamin, fat, all the in the F4 already. That's the balance. And then you put egg or maybe meat and all anything. That's the balance.
Right after that, you take orange.
Yeah, already balanced. Doesn't mean that you're breaking well. So it's something that every one of us in our little way. For Gary too, can do it with Gary. Some people will put milk.
Granite.
Water is there. You can take it with fish. That fish you fry is most of the time people like it with fried fish. It's oil that you use to fry. That's fat already and minerals. The water there is no. So that's a balanced diet. Sometimes people put milk. See, all these things, they are just things that are around us.
That you don't have to break the bank and yet you still eat healthy. If you just join, you still have something to add to it.
Lastly on that note is that we need to take a lot of water.
We're still going to get to water.
All right.
That's why I don't want to talk more about water because I know it's...
We're still going to get to water. We'll get to water. But just like you heard, when it comes to balance diet, you don't have to break the bank. We'll still have this conversation. We still have more to ask our professionals right here in the studio. We'll go on this quick break. And when we're back, we have more to it. Don't touch that radio.
Ta ló ń fi wọ́n wéra wọn? Òun àti ta ni? Níwájú ta ni? Òkè tí ń tẹ́lẹ̀gbẹ́ àwọn àgbẹ̀ Fẹ́tẹ̀ẹ́ni wà. Bí ọ̀rọ̀ bá di ká ṣiṣẹ́ àgbẹ̀, ká sì tún ta ilẹ̀ oko tí á jẹ́ kí àgbẹ̀ ó jèrè rẹpẹtẹ. Ẹ̀dínwó tí ò láfiwé ni Fẹ́tẹ̀ẹ́n Farmers Association ń ta ilẹ̀ tó dùn dáko sí. Fún ẹni tó bá fẹ́ ra ìlàjì ìkà, plọ́ọ̀tì mẹ́ta láti fi dáko, ó lè kọ́kọ́ san ó kéré tán 25,000 naira. Ìkà méjì àtààbọ̀ 15 plot 95,000 naira péré ló máa kọ́kọ́ san. Ẹ sì lè fi oṣù mẹ́ta, mẹ́fà, mẹ́sàn-án tàbí odidi ọdún kan sanwó tó kù ní san díẹ̀ díẹ̀. Ẹ wá gbọ́ o, tó bá ti lè pé ìlàjì owó ilé oko tó fẹ́ rà, wá gbalẹ̀ rẹ láti bẹ̀rẹ̀ iṣẹ́ ní pẹrẹ o. January 25 ọdún yìí làǹfààní yìí máa wá sópin o. Pe Fẹ́tẹ̀ẹ́n Farmers Association lórí 081-09-75-75-65.
And we're back on radio. It is still the platform on Nigeria's number one radio station, Fresh 107.9 FM. Our Bill Kuta, we still have pharmacist Anil Olobot in Tope and pharmacist Ogunsanya Olamide still here in the studio telling us about maintaining a healthy lifestyle for 2024. Now let's talk about hydration. Water. how many times should I drink water in a day? And how many liters should I take every day?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Benja. So, you know, there's this saying that water is life, you know, and it is extremely important. It is extremely important, you know. Like I always tell people, rather than taking all of those things we mentioned earlier, those carbonated drinks and all stuffs and stuff, please take water.
Take life.
You know, for me, for instance, I'll just use myself as an instance. All through 2023 till now, counting, I don't take all those carbonated drinks. Wow. You know, before I started it, I thought it was impossible, it was unreachable and all. I stopped taking them and I take water. Water alone, you know. So, water consumption is very, very...
So even when you go to parties, they offer you...
Take water.
Bottled water.
Yes, take water, you know. Take water. So water is extremely important. And for in a day, we should take not less than 2 liters of water. In a day. Shouldn't take less than that. You don't wait until you are thirsty, you
before
know?
You take
by
water.
By the time you are thirsty, already your cells are already... They are already crying for help at that particular point in time. They are dehydrated. So you take water as often as you have access to it. You don't have to wait necessarily.
Is there anything like taking too much water? Okay. Are there dangers to it?
Okay, yes. You know, like you
taking
said,
too much water.
Everything should be in moderation. It shouldn't be in excess.
It's 2 to 4 liters.
But
it's okay.
Minimum 2 liters a day. Must be taken.
What are the dangers of not taking water? Because I know someone maybe sometimes forgets to take water. And you know, I have family in the UK, they be like they don't really take water, they take drinks, carbonate, and really they are healthy. Yeah. But the point here is this: what are the dangers of not taking getting hydrated, adequate hydration? Adequate water. What are the dangers?
All right, thank you. So it brings about dehydration, just like you said. Then it deprives the cell in the body of access to fluid. And don't forget that this water is what carries oxygen in the body as well. Is the medium through which oxygens and some other stuffs in the body are being transported around. So we deprive ourselves of adequate concentration of oxygen as well, aside from the one we're breathing, you know, in the system. But more importantly is that it causes constipation.
Yes.
And I'll just hang on that a little bit.
It's on your digestion.
Yeah, it's because it improves digestion. So by the time there is constipation, the person have difficulty in defecating. And studies have shown that most people that come down with cancer of the colon, they are people that have constipation most of the time. And the people that have constipation most of the time are the people that are not hydrated, people that are not adequate water. It will still link to our fruit and vegetables too. There are people that have constipation and people that also don't take adequate fruit and vegetables as well. You know, so it has this terrible ending.
Okay.
It has a terrible ending. You know, for me, by the time I started seeing the data, you know, the figures that are coming for people that are presenting with colon cancer, young people presenting with colon cancer, and the what we could trace it to is constipation, and we can also trace constipation to being dehydrated. So it is something that that is very, very devastating when we don't take adequate water.
You want to add one more thing to it?
What I was just saying, it causes some kidney stones too.
Yeah.
Oh, kidney stones.
Yes.
So not taking. If you go to the lab, and once they notice that you don't take water regularly, so it causes that. Then you know water is needed for normalizing our body temperature.
Yeah. Okay.
Just like in cars too, when you are driving a car, there's something called overheating.
Water needs to be in
It happens in our body too. So it is needed for that too. So it is important that we take water regularly.
Okay. All right, let's move straight to another conversation. A doctor friend of mine told me that you are one sickness away from poverty. No matter the hustle, you've been working and working and working, just one sickness alone is enough to bring you from 100 to 0. Now let's bring it down to physical health habits. What type of physical health habits should a Nigerian employ this year 2024?
All right. Thank you, Mr. Binger.
Yes.
In 2024, we must do we must do everything possible to live a healthy life. Like I mentioned, the forecast for the year as related to the healthcare sector is bleak, talking about availability of resources, even the manpower to take care of the sick and all, they are very bleak. So we must ensure we embrace healthy lifestyle. Number one, we must eat adequately. You know, we've talked about balanced diet. We must ensure that we are not consuming stuff that are detrimental to our health. We must cut down significantly on the consumption of alcohol. We must cut down on smoking. We must cut down on excessive salt intake. We must cut down on excessive sugar consumption. Then we must ensure that we avoid a sedentary lifestyle. Sedentary lifestyle is one that you just sit, you can sit from morning till night. You are not exercising your body. You are not physically active. You know, that usually brings about being overweight, then obesity and all. And being overweight and all is one of the risk factors for most of the chronic diseases that we have around. So we must ensure that we are active. If there is a need to cut down on excessive weight, we should do that.
So what you're saying is, it's not every time you, let's say maybe a short distance.
Yeah, you take a walk.
Take a walk.
Absolutely.
You don't have to bike it or maybe get in the car.
Take a walk.
You know.
Take a walk.
That's not called trekking, it's walking, right?
Yeah, take a walk. You know, it's walking for life. That's why I call it, walk for life. Rather just sit in the car and the car takes you there and you are not exercising yourself. Your cells are just dormant there. And because of that, you are adding excess weight and you are accumulating fat in your system, fat on your liver, and all of these things are detrimental to general well-being. So we must ensure that. Also, for our emotional health and mental health, we must stay away from abuses. Any form of mental abuse, health, emotional abuse, and all of that, we must stay away from them. If there's a company, and I'm talking about people now, friends, and all that, they subject you to emotional abuse.
We're still going to get to.
You need to stay away from.
We're still
going
to social, social. Yeah. All right, but someone sent a message. It said that on water, what are people that are fasting?
Okay. A bit of us to be done in moderation, even if you are trying.
If you're fasting, all right. Should we still take water then?
Okay, I'll talk on that.
Spiritual aspect.
You can take water when you fast. Okay. You can take water when you fast. You know, you see, when you don't take water, you know, it deprives your system, your organs and all. It deprives them of their wellness. Let me use that word. So you can take water when you fast. However, when you take it, don't take too cold water and don't take too excess of it when you are fasting. Okay. Well, you can actually take water.
All right. So still talking about healthy lifestyle. All right, I've heard some people say that, being at the economy, there's so many things, my home, my business is not going so well. Because of that, I need to take alcohol to be sane. I need to take cigarette just because I want to focus. I need to take this substance just so that I can function as a human being. What do you say to such persons?
Okay.
That without alcohol, they can't function well.
It's because they are used to taking
that's
an abuse. That's what we call alcohol abuse.
Substance abuse.
Yes. Or let me say, the person has gotten emotional dependence. Is dependent, addicted. Yes.
Okay.
Addicted. Yes, that is the word. Dependent and addicted to such habits.
So what dangers lie?
Yeah, which is not good for the body. If you look at it, for most medical conditions, alcohol and smoking is a major risk factor. A major risk factor to most medical conditions. So it is important that we cut down, if possible, stay away from taking alcohol and also smoking.
What are the dangers ahead for someone like that who says that I am without it, I can't function?
Okay.
What are the dangers lying ahead for that person?
A lot of medical conditions are the dangers. Number one, cognitive impairments.
Okay.
That's, you know, the way alcohol works, it goes, it's not digested, it goes straight into the blood. And that's why, if you notice people that take a lot of alcohol, their blood flows better. That's just the good side of it that people always mention that, yeah, my blood is flowing well. But there are so many other things that it is causing. It goes straight into the blood, so it is not digested and goes to every part of the body. So you are at risk of having so many medical conditions, hypertension, diabetes, cancer, liver disease. For people that smoke, most of the people that take alcohol, it's most of their liver is mostly affected.
Okay.
For people that smoke, lungs are mostly affected. So you are, so many we can think of, because alcohol and smoking is a risk factor to, if not all.
So majority. What are the advantages available to a Nigerian when he or she reduces alcohol intake in 2024?
Right. Your health is, quality of life is increased. And your general well-being, you feel better, you can do more. Your cognitive, your brain is working perfectly.
Okay.
Your cognitive functions, you can function very well, optimally. You can do so many things. You stress, and it's also, you know, it can lead to premature death. What's it called,
it's
now?
Reduced,
it's reduced. Rate of mortality. The rate of dying, or how do I say, rate making? Mortality rate is reduced, because we see that a lot of, when people take alcohol, you can just, due to you are not stable.
Yeah.
You can hit your head against anything and just die like that. So, your life, let me say, your quality of life is improved if you stop alcohol and stop smoking.
Remember, you can be a part of this conversation. The numbers to call: 0815-432-1079, 0815-432-1079, or 0818-111-1079, 0818-111-1079. We have Healthy Spots Mark here in the studio. If you have any questions to ask them, feel free to be a part of this, okay? Maybe what you're planning, what are your plans concerning your health for 2020. Hello, good morning.
Good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. Please turn down the volume in your radio, please. Hello? Oh, I'm so sorry. I can barely hear you. Try and call us back, okay? 0815-432-1079 or 0818-111-1079. Hello, good morning. Hello? Okay. All right. So, while we await more calls, okay, because I don't know what's wrong with our network right now. So, let's talk about... Okay. Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning, welcome.
Yeah, good morning to you. What's your name?
Happy New Week.
Happy New Week to you as
well. Yeah, I'm Mr. Mashote from Okechukwu.
All right, let's talk.
Yeah, I've been enjoying your program since, and I like being your but that's what I'm asking, to ask about it.
Okay.
When you feel like your height is, as in, is pretty summer.
Okay.
So what are the things you can eat? You know, now Yoruba people, they say we should eat that soya beans. Maybe when we eat alibosa, what are they calling it? So that it can help hide. But what are the things that we can hide, eat? I think you understand me.
All right, thank you. I think that kind of thing, it's best to go to the hospital.
Yes,
go see a doctor. All right, go see a doctor. Talk about for the eyes, an optician is best. And I think in the hospital, they will definitely have an expert that would
an ophthalmologist
yes.
In the hospital.
Yes.
Yeah.
Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Gabriel from the
Kerry. Gabriel. All right, Gabriel, let's talk.
Yeah, I want to ask, what has that been for hepatitis patients?
What are the what?
I've got you for a hepatitis patient.
Okay. All right, thank you. So what advice do you have for,
okay, for an hepatitis patient? Okay, so that's a viral infection of the liver. Okay, so see your doctor.
Yes.
See your doctor. Use your prescribed medications. Then avoid intake of alcohol. You know, we've been talking about this alcohol and all.
Because alcohol works majorly on the liver.
You know, it destroys the liver faster. In fact, most of the people with hepatitis, aside from those that have a viral infection, are those that it's alcohol induced. So cut down on alcohol intake and use your medication as prescribed.
All right, then. Still picking up more calls. Hello, good morning. Hello. Okay. All right, so let's look at health checks in a month. How many times should I be going for regular health checks in a month? Should it be weekly? Should it be monthly? Should it be quarterly? Once a year? And what type of health check or medical screening are we talking about? Is it malaria or typhoid test only?
Those are even diseases.
So what are the tests that we need to do routinely every year?
Okay. Well, I think health checkup should be at least once in a year.
Once in a year.
At least for people that are over 50.
Because
For me, I won't say people that are over 50. I say everybody.
Everybody.
So far, from let's say maybe 40 or even 30, when life begins, no longer life begins at 40. Because we see people coming down with so many diseases even before their 38th birthday. So what are we talking about? So once in a year, but for people over 50 years, it is important. Because for under 40, they say once to like in every 3 years, once in every 3 years.
So what are those tests that I should do?
Okay.
You want to give us?
Yeah, there are a lot of them, but yeah, I'll just list some of them. Of course, you check your blood pressure.
Blood pressure, very check important. Should you check that every day or every week?
Well, it depends. For people that are over 40, it's important you check your blood pressure regularly.
Regularly.
For people that are hypertensive, it is important you check it like every day.
Okay.
So it depends. So your blood sugar, that is to check for diabetes. Cholesterol. Check for what is it called now?
I think for people who
urinalysis.
UTI. Urine analysis.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. You can do full blood count too. That will check for PC, your blood level and other distance. You check for. You should visit the eye. The ophthalmologist too. This is the dentist to check your teeth, because some people have issues. If I especially know a man that has issues with his teeth that falls into what is it called now, because of he has a nerve damage.
Oh dear.
So it's there's this what's the name of this, I've forgotten the medical condition. So it is important to check
see
your
a dentist
see
as
a
well.
Dentist to check your teeth, check your skin, as in check general.
When and also visit a psychiatrist as well.
Yes,
your mental health.
Yeah, your mental health.
Very important.
Hearing. Do hepatitis. Get screened for hepatitis. Liver function.
Kidney function
and all those things. HIV too. You should know your
very,
status.
Very important.
Then even for cancer. For cancer, you should, for women, cervical cancer, mammogram, pap smear is important. For men, prostate.
That's from over 40.
We should
for
check.
Your post
So all those tests you can, there are tests you should run.
All right, then let's see. Let's pick up this call. Hello, good morning.
Hello, good morning.
Yeah, good morning to you. What's your name? Where you calling from?
My name is Elisha Ezekiel from Ayetoro.
Your name is what?
Elisha Ezekiel from Ayetoro.
Okay.
I want to take part of the program you are talking about.
Yes.
You mentioned the alcohol that is not good to be taking, and the producing it, which one is best to be taking, or the alcohol should not be taking?
They didn't say don't take alcohol. They said reduce it, moderation. That was
okay,
what
we should.
Yes, moderation.
Okay, we should. Okay. Which one is the best to be taking?
No, we are not advertising for anyone. Just moderation. Okay.
I want to ask one again.
Okay.
Sometimes I have problem of a stomach problem, and I went to the hospital to go for checkup. And they told me that I have I forget the English.
Okay.
Also. And the doctor told me that it's because I don't take water regularly. So I should take water regularly. They asked me to go for the chef for scan. They asked me to drink water much so that they can see what is in my kidney. And I take excess of water. And after an hour, and I started to the urine, they say it's because I don't take water. They give me the advice that I should take water every day.
All right, just adhere to your doctor's instructions. Okay, that's very, very important. Now, for young people, this question. 2024, you can't afford to be careless. This year, 2024. And this now brings me to that question. That's very, very important one, sex. Some persons say that they can't do without it. And say that, some even go ahead to say that, oh, it helps me relax. Okay? And also it's part of the enjoyment of life. So speak to us about maintaining a healthy sexual lifestyle and the dangers of being careless in our sexual health.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Benga. I would restrict myself to not bring out the pastoral part in me.
Pastor, doctor.
You know. My dad is a pastor.
Pastor,
well,
so. Pharmacist.
Of course, we know that any form of sexual relationship outside of marriage, generally, culturally, scripturally, is not encouraged.
Okay.
However, medically, having multiple sexual partners is one of the predisposing factors to some diseases that are life-threatening. For instance, having unprotected sex can cause someone to have HIV/AIDS. Having unprotected sex can make someone to have sexually transmitted diseases. Having unprotected sex can also bring about genital warts, you know, and all. And the challenge with all of these things, particularly for the sexually transmitted diseases, is that on the long run, they pose serious challenges to fertility in the future, especially when they are not well treated. So my advice to the young ones out there is that if you would need to have sex at all, because the truth is, when you have sex, it relaxes you. That's the truth, because there are some hormones that are released that relaxes you and you are calm and all. However, you know, you need to look at the benefits and you compare it with the risk. So that your relaxation for a while, and it's going, if you compare it with the risk of having infertility in the future, which one will you choose?
Okay,
when pregnancy comes in, for instance, and you are not married, you are not ready, and you need to evacuate it and all, and you know, we know the way our system, the way it is, how porous and all. We've have cases
but it's still
of
illegal.
People.
It is still illegal.
It is illegal. We have cases of people that they have their womb, for the women now, for the ladies rather, they have their womb damaged. And we also have issues of loss of life.
Now, you've talked about unprotected sex. Okay, how about protected sex with multiple sex?
I was going to say
the
that
dangers there. You've talked about unprotected. Now, the protected ones.
Okay, so with multiple partners, you know, at times when we talk about it's protected, it means you are putting in place measures to prevent infection and all. But the truth is, it is not total.
It is not total.
It can't be too careful.
It is not total. There are times, for instance, maybe you use a condom and all, for instance. What if it breaks? And when it breaks, you are open to infection.
Sure.
You know? So generally, it is advisable that you stick with your partner. You stick with your partner. If it's married couple, then you enjoy the blessings. in having sex within your marriage.
All right, because our time is fast, but my final question, let's talk about drug abusers. What message do you have for people this 2024, for those who believe that antibiotics is the solution to everything, for those who believe that paracetamol can solve everything? Drug abusers. In just maybe 30 seconds.
Okay.
What are your thoughts on that?
For me, antibiotics is not the solution to everything. Neither is paracetamol. Mm. If you have any complaint or you're not feeling well or anything about your health, please visit an hospital or a certified pharmacist. I'm sure they will put you through. Let's stop taking drugs anyhow.
This 2024. Your final thoughts.
In 2024, let us avoid self-medication.
Self-medication.
As much as we can.
But anyway, thank you very much. I've been speaking with pharmacist Anilo Luboti, Mitokwe, and pharmacist Ogunsanya Olamide. You know, having this conversation with me concerning our health outlook for 2024. Just like we said, ab initio, you need to be selfish about your health. No matter the work you're doing, no matter the target you're trying to achieve, you know, on your scale of preference, your number one should be you. Your number one should be your health. As much as possible, we talked about it. Routine check, very, very important. It is not a bad thing if you go see a psychiatrist for your mental health. While you're checking for your body, your head is also part of your body as well. So you need to put priority in that regard. And with that one, I say thank you so much for doing this conversation with me. Thank you so much, Pharmacist Anilo Lobo.
Thank you, sir.
And Pharmacist Olamide, thank you very much for coming to the studio to have this conversation with me. My name is Benga Oreshegun. We'll be back again on Wednesday for another beautiful conversation. Have a beautiful Monday and enjoy your day.
From the Rock City of Nigeria. Rock City of Nigeria. This is Fresh 107.9.
Download the Fresh FM app on your Android phone, tablet to listen to Fresh FM
anywhere in the world.
To download, go to Google Play Store and App Store. Search for Fresh FM Nigeria. Select the icon, tap, and install for free. Follow the on-screen instructions, complete the installation, and get our content anywhere under the sun in real time. The Fresh FM radio app is all in one. You can listen live, watch us live, see our Facebook, Twitter, Instagram posts, and news updates. The Fresh FM Nigeria mobile app can be downloaded on Android and iOS. As you use the Fresh FM app, review and rate our app. We're available 24/7 for more updates. Thank you for choosing Fresh as the best with Oakrest.
Fresh FM Abeokuta 107.9. Fresh FM 107.9 Abeokuta.
Ondo keriri keriri o mi lo titi Fresh 107.9 FM labe oluma won gbo loke lala egbalawa ilu abeokuta.
O ne kan lo le ge o ya je ri ese nje yin ma du le bere sare be ti se mo gbo re o awon osele to nsele lori odo yala bola lafese gba ese kiko bole leyan lafajogba lori konkere ta mo si tennis ere daraya ere sisa ati be be lo nikan ni to mile kikiki Fresh FM 107.9 to wa ni abiokuta ago mokan lo owuro titi di ago meji la le mo gbo lojo aji ojo Monday si ojo abameta Saturday akimu shitu AK Sports ni o ma jalule seti igbo wa e sha ti makani to le tente lori oki osoba presidential hilltop abiokuta lakale si AK Sports o ya ni so nibe.